一个男人背着四个降落伞。
A man carrying four parachutes.
提着20万美金。
Carrying $20 million.
他从10000英尺的高空纵身跳下。
He jumped from a height of 10,000 feet.
他跳进了冰冷刺骨的暴风雨夜。
He jumped into the freezing and biting storm.
从此。
From then on.
他就像人间蒸发了一样。
He disappeared as if he had vanished from the world.
全美出动了军队、潜艇。
The United States deployed its military submarines.
甚至 FBI 查了整整50年。
Even the FBI investigated for a whole 50 years.
竟然连他的一根头发丝都没找到。
I couldn't even find a single strand of his hair.
更诡异的是。
More strangely,
十年后，一部分被烧焦的赃款突然在几十公里外的一条河滩上被发现。
10 years later, a portion of the charred stolen money was suddenly discovered on a riverbank tens of kilometers away.
而接下来的几十年里
，And in the following decades,
参与搜救的越战英雄，临终前突然忏悔的普通上府。
A common farmer who participated in the war and was about to die suddenly repented.
甚至一个背负灭门血案的冷血杀手。
Even a cold-blooded killer carrying the blood of a massacre.
都离奇地跟这个案件交织在一起。
All of them are strangely intertwined with this case.
这就是人类历史上唯一没有被破获的完美劫机悬案。故事
This is the only unsolved perfect mystery case in human history.
回到1971年的美国波特兰机场。
Return to Portland Airport in 1971.
一个自称叫丹·库珀的男子。
A man who called himself Dean Cooper.
买了一张去西雅图的单程票。
I bought a one-way ticket to Seattle.
他坐在飞机。
He sat on the plane.
最后一排要了一杯 whisky.
The last row ordered a glass of whisky.
当飞机升空后
When the plane takes off,
他递给空姐一张纸条
He handed the stewardess a piece of paper.
上面写着一行冰冷的大字
There was a cold, large line of text written above.
我包里有炸弹
I have a bomb in my bag.
听我指挥。
Listen to me.
空姐以为是玩笑。
The flight attendant thought it was a joke.
库珀淡定地打开包。
Empty, calm, and opened the package.
那一排排红色的雷管。
A row of red detonators.
让空姐瞬间全身冰凉。
Make the flight attendant's whole body instantly cold.
他的要求极其古怪。
His demands were extremely strange.
且专业，20万美元现金。
And also a professional salary of $200,000.
必须全是20元面额的旧钞。
All the banknotes must be in denominations of 20 yuan.
四个降落伞。
Four parachutes.
两个胸前伞。
Two chests.
两个背后伞。
Two umbrellas.
他还要飞机落地后立刻加满油。
He also needs to immediately refuel the plane after landing.
如果只是为了钱
，If only for money.
为什么他要求四个降落伞
？Why did he ask for four parachutes?
这个要求后来让 FBI 头疼了几十年。
This requirement later caused headaches for the FBI for decades.
事关36名乘客和6名机组人员的生命安全 ，FBI 和航空当局不敢冒险。
FBI and aviation authorities dare not risk the lives of 36 passengers and 6 crew members.
全程放弃对抗。
Give up all resistance.
全力配合。
Cooperate fully.
短短数小时内，20万现金，四副降落伞。
In just a few hours, $20,000 worth of parachutes were dropped.
全部配齐，飞机顺利降落。
All the equipment is in place, and the plane landed smoothly.
西雅图完成加满燃油。
Seattle completed refueling.
一切按照库珀的计划稳步推进。
Everything is proceeding according to Cooper's plan.
没有人知道这个看似稳妥的局面。
No one knew the seemingly stable situation.
即将迎来所有人都无法预料的结局。
The ending is coming, and it will be unexpected.
库珀用36名乘客换到了钱和降落伞。
Cooper exchanged 36 passengers for a front seat and a parachute.
随后
Subsequently,
他命令飞机再度起飞。
He ordered the plane to take off again.
朝墨西哥方向低空慢速飞行。
Fly at low altitude and slowly towards Mexico.
一切准备就绪。
Everything is ready.
飞机再次升空。
The plane took off again.
库珀随即下达。
Cooper then ordered.
终极指令。
Ultimate command.
所有机组人员全部人质。
All crew members are hostages.
立刻进入驾驶舱。
Immediately enter the cockpit.
锁死舱门，不许外出。
The cabin door must not be opened.
随后
Subsequently,
他要求机长放下起落架。
He demanded that the pilot lower the landing gear.
关闭客舱气压调节装置。
Close the cabin pressure regulation device.
全程低空低速超能飞行。
Full scale, low speed, low altitude, super powered flight.
这套操作极其专业。
This operation is extremely professional.
完全不像普通民众。
Not like ordinary people.
反倒像精通航空跳伞知识的专业人员。
Instead, focus on professionals who are proficient in aviation and parachuting knowledge.
晚上8:13。
8:13 p.m.
飞行员突然感到机舱气压剧烈下降。
The pilot suddenly felt a drop in cabin pressure.
仪表盘显示
Dashboard display.
飞机的后舱门被打开了。
The rear door of the plane was opened.
不等机组人员反应过来
Before the machine operators could react.
机尾传感器传来警报。
The sensor on the control panel sent an alarm.
尾部舱门已被开启。
The aft hatch has been opened.
当所有人还在猛震之际。
When everyone was still in shock.
但库珀已经背着降落伞。
But Cooper had already put on his parachute.
提着装满现金的背包。
Carrying a backpack full of cash.
纵身跃入了漆黑的雨夜。
Leapt into the dark, rainy night.
高空彻底消失在云层山林之中。
Completely disappear in the clouds and mountains.
劫机者高空跳伞逃亡。
Hijacker jumps from a high altitude to escape.
这只存在于电影中的剧情，真实发生在了现实中。
This plot, which only exists in movies, actually happened in real life.
美国当局立刻启动全美顶级搜寻预案。
The U.S. authorities immediately launched the top-level search plan nationwide.
出动大批直升机、地面警力、潜水队伍。
Deploy a large number of helicopters and ground forces to conduct underwater operations.
针对预估跳伞区域
Regarding the estimated freefall area,
刘易斯和全域展开地毯式搜查
Lewis and the team conducted a thorough search,
堪称美国史上规模最大的案件搜寻行动之一
One of the largest scale search operations in American history.
可诡异的事情发生了
Something strange happened.
搜遍山林河道
Search through the mountains and rivers.
没有尸体。
No body.
没有现金。
No trap.
没有降落伞。
No parachute.
没有任何挣扎痕迹。
No signs of struggle.
库珀就像人间蒸发一样。
Cooper disappeared like a ghost.
彻底消失了。
completely disappear.
直到九年后
until 9 years later,
一个男孩在河边玩耍时
a boy was playing by the river.
意外挖出了一沓旧现金，清点后共计$5,800。
Found a stack of old cash totaling $5,800.
经过 FBI 比对核验
，After FBI verification，
这正是当年库珀带走的现金。
This is the cash that Cooper took away back then。
但最诡异的疑点就此出现。
But the most bizarre suspicion arose.
这些现金的发现
These discoveries
地点和 FBI 测算的跳伞落点
Location and FBI estimated parachute landing point
飞行航线相隔极远
The flight routes are very far apart.
高空跳伞受风力风向影响极大
High altitude parachuting is greatly affected by wind and weather.
根本不可能出现如此大的位置偏差。
It is absolutely impossible to have such a large positional deviation.
他，这对现金为何会出现在此处？
Why doesn't this cash appear here?
至今没有任何人能给出合理解释。
So far, no one has been able to provide a satisfactory explanation.
至此，这
Thus,
这起惊天劫机案仅剩两件有效物证，机上残留的零星指纹。
This shocking incident only left 2 pieces of evidence, fingerprints found on the plane.
这$5,800现金，但在1971年的刑侦技术条件下。
These $5,800 in cash were obtained under the conditions of criminal investigation technology in 1971.
仅凭模糊指纹，根本无法锁定嫌疑人身份。
Based solely on vague fingerprints, it is impossible to identify the suspect.
FBI 根据目击者描述。
According to the FBI, based on witness descriptions,
绘制出库珀模拟画像
Draw a Cooper simulation image
判定其为40到50岁
Determine his age to be between 40 and 50 years old
中年男性面容普通
Middle-aged man ordinary appearance
气质沉稳
Elegant and composed
可排查海量人员后
After eliminating a large number of people
依旧一无所获
Still nothing.
就在所有人以为案件即将永久悬置时
Just when everyone thought the case was about to be permanently shelved
全美掀起了模仿潮库珀
The trend of imitation in the United States has spread to Cooper
劫机案过后不久
Shortly after the hijacking
一名男子复刻了一模一样的作案手法
A man replicated the exact same modus operandi.
劫持联合航空波音727航班，索要$500,000。
Hijack United Airlines Flight 23, demanding $500,000.
同样选择高空跳伞逃生。
Also choose high altitude parachute jumping to escape.
但这一次凶手没能完美脱身。
But this time, the perpetrator couldn't escape perfectly.
很快被警方抓获。
Was quickly caught by the police.
他就是理查德·麦克伊。麦克伊的人生履历。
That's Richard Mackay's life story.
看似完美，两个孩子的父亲，教会学校老师。
The seemingly perfect father of two teaches the school teacher.
大学法律专业学生，越战战争英雄。
When law students study war and conflict heroes,
还拥有直升机副驾驶专业经验
also has experience as a helicopter co-pilot,
精通航空与跳伞知识
proficient in aviation and parachuting knowledge,
面对审讯
facing interrogation,
警方第一时间质疑库珀的完美劫机案
Police immediately questioned Cooper's perfect hijacking case.
是不是你提前策划、亲自执行的？
Did you plan and execute it yourself in advance?
可多方证据
Multiple evidence
精准证实
Confirmed precisely
案发当时麦克伊身在外地拥有完整
At the time of the incident, Michael was abroad and had complete control over the assets
不在场证明
Alibi
彻底排除作案嫌疑
Completely eliminate the suspect.
但更让人细思极恐的真相曝光了。
However, the more shocking truth has been revealed.
麦克伊正是当年参与库珀案件搜寻工作的直升机飞行员。
Mac Kay was a helicopter pilot who participated in the search for the Cooper case.
他亲眼见证了全程搜寻过程。
He witnessed the entire search process firsthand.
吃透了警方的所有排查漏洞，才复刻出这起模仿劫机案。
Took a thorough understanding of all the loopholes in the police's investigation to recreate this copycat hijacking case.
最终
Finally,
麦克伊因劫机罪被判入狱。
McKinney, who was convicted of hijacking, was sentenced to prison.
但这位精通战术、胆大心细的越战老兵再次上演电影级操作。
But this veteran of the Vietnam War, who was adept at tactics and had a daring personality, once again staged a move-level operation.
他自制假枪，制服狱警。
He made a fake gun and subdued the prison guards.
劫持垃圾清运卡车，直接冲破监狱大门，成功越狱。
Hijacking a garbage truck and directly breaking through the prison gates, successfully escaping.
此后三个月
，In the following 3 months,
他四处逃窜。
He fled everywhere.
躲避 FBI 全网追捕。
Evade the FBI's nationwide manhunt.
最终在警方的围剿中被当场击毙。
Finally, he was killed in the police's encirclement.
随着麦克伊身亡
With the death of Mac K,
这条线索彻底断裂
This clue has completely collapsed.
可民间对他的怀疑始终没有彻底消散
The public's doubts about him have never been completely dispelled.
然而
However,
剧情在1995年再次反转
The plot turned again in 1995.
一个叫杜安·韦弗的普通男子
A man named Dwayne Weaver.
在临终前
Before death.
突然拉住妻子的手说
Suddenly grabbed his wife's hand and said.
亲爱的，我就是库珀
Dear, this is Cooper.
妻子说
Wife said.
丈夫常年做高空跳机的噩梦
Husband, who has been working on high-altitude aircraft for many years, often has nightmares.
睡梦中频繁念叨
Keep muttering in sleep.
楼梯上有我的指纹，毕生珍藏着一张西雅图机票
My fingerprints on the stairs hold a Seattle flight ticket, a treasure I cherish for life.
书中写满了和劫机案高度吻合的私密笔记。FBI 立刻调取杜安·韦弗的照片。
The book was filled with notes that closely matched the details of the hijacking case. The FBI immediately obtained Dwayne Weaver's photo.
与当年库珀魔女画像进行比对。
Compare with the image of the Cooper witch from the past.
结果显示。
The results showed that.
他是所有嫌疑人中与画像相似度最高的人。
He is the person with the highest similarity to the image among all the suspects.
所有行为、细节、经历都高度吻合。
All the details of the experience are highly consistent.
看似真相即将大白。
The truth is about to be revealed.
可遗憾的是
，Unfortunately,
杜安·韦弗已经离世。
You and has passed away.
现场没有任何一件决定性物证。
There were no decisive pieces of evidence at the scene.
可以锁定他的罪行。
Can be used to lock his crimes.
仅凭遗言和生活细节无法定罪。
based solely on the will and life details. It is impossible to determine guilt.
这条线索再次戛然而止。
This clue ends abruptly again.
你以为这就完了吗？
You think it's over now.
还有更绝的，第三位重磅嫌疑人登场。
There's another major suspect who has emerged.
他就是背负灭门惨案。
He carries the burden of a massacre.
隐秘18年的通缉犯约翰·李斯特。
The hidden fugitive John List.
他的五官样貌。
His facial features.
身形气质和库珀模拟画像几乎一模一样。
The figure and demeanor of the Cooper simulation image are almost identical.
更巧合的是
Interestingly,
他被捕时
When he was arrested,
银行账户里恰好躺着20万美元现金，和当年的劫机赎金分毫不差。
Exactly $20,000 in cash and the ransom money from the hijacking all neatly arranged in the bank account.
双重巧合叠加，让 FBI 对他高度怀疑。
The double coincidence of circumstances and the fact that he was under the suspicion of the FBI made him feel uneasy.
认定他极有可能是隐匿多年的库珀。
I believe he is likely the long-lost Cooper.
面对警方审讯
，He was interrogated by the police.
约翰·李斯特始终坚定否认，我杀了我的家人。
John List has consistently denied killing his family.
但我没有劫机。
But I didn't hijack the plane.
我不是丹·库珀。
I am not Dan Cooper.
起初所有人都不愿相信。
Initially, everyone was unwilling to believe.
可警方仔细推敲后。
After careful investigation, the police...
发现一个关键逻辑。
I found a key logic.
即，利斯特早已因灭门案被判处无期徒刑。
List was already sentenced to life in prison for the murder.
终身监禁。
Life sentence.
毫无出狱。
No escape.
可能，对他而言。
For him.
已经没有任何隐瞒过往罪行的必要。
There is no need to hide past crimes anymore.
坦白劫机罪不会加重刑罚。
Admitting guilt will not increase the sentence.
因此，他的口供可信度极高。
Therefore, his testimony is highly credible.
至此
，Thus,
最后
，Finally,
后一位嫌疑人也被成功排除。
One suspect has also been successfully excluded.
纵观整起案件，专业的作案手法。
Considering the entire case, the professional approach to the crime,
周密的逃生计划
a meticulous escape plan,
完美的反侦查能力
perfect counter surveillance,
加上层层反转的嫌疑人无法解释的物证疑点
with the layer of contradictory evidence and the mysterious clues that cannot be explained.
让这起劫机案横跨50余年。
Let this case of kidnapping span over 50 years.
始终无解。FBI 历经半世纪追查、排查。
The problem remains unsolved. The FBI has been investigating and tracking for half a century.
上千名嫌疑人翻阅数万份档案。
Thousands of suspects review tens of thousands of files.
最终依旧无法锁定丹·库珀的真实身份。
Ultimately, we still couldn't identify Dan Cooper's true identity.
这也让他成为美国刑侦史上最传奇。
This also made him one of the most legendary figures in American law enforcement.
最完美的悬案。
The most perfect murder.
也许丹·库珀也不是真名。
Maybe Dan Cooper isn't his real name.
我是老九。
I am Lounge You.
下期案件。
Next case.
我们再见。
Goodbye.